Eternal Kiss, Mark of the Vampire by Laura Wright. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Copyright 2011 by Laura Wright. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Mark of the Vampire. Nicholas Odysseus Claudius Roman did not fight. In fact, as he lay on his back, strapped down to the stone table, bare as the day he slipped from his mother's weary body, he projected an almost eerie calm. The leather restraints placed on his upper arms, belly, neck, and ankles by the Order sliced into his skin like dull razor blades, but he ignored the pain. It was as it must be. Inside the tomb of Nisita, the massive hole cut deep within hundreds of layers of rock, the Order performed the morphing ritual several times per year. When a Paven hit his 300th year on Earth, he was brought to the tomb, laid out on the slab of stone, and more often than not held his position without restraints. He was, after all, being gifted with the strength and power of Morpho. But the ancient ten were a bit unsure of how the son of a breeding male would react to the final strikes of the maturation ritual. After all, their body and brain chemistry were so very different than the average Paven. Would Nicholas Roman's pain override his good sense and spur on the instinct to attack, to drain, to kill? No one was sure. So imprison him they must.
"Get on with it," Nicholas said.